Later on today, most of y'all know that Pastor Molino and I have a relationship of consequence, and he's here from Cuba visiting the States for a variety of reasons. One of the things that's taking place is Pedro is trying to turn his home into a three-level structure so they can make more room for the church. Presently, he, his wife, his two teenage sons, and their three-year-old daughter live in a space from here to the end of the platform and out to this edge. That's where five people live in two rooms. In that culture, there's a constant flow of people into their home. There's no such thing as privacy, because in that culture, the pastor has to be available 24/7. I admire their grace. So we're going to receive an offering later today after he shares with us a short message and then an update on his perception of what's changing in the country. Because many of you are always asking, so what's changing there? So I ask him to tell us. So if you would, we'll receive both his interpreter, Alexi Hernandez, and Pedro to the platform. Please stand and welcome them.
First, I would like to bring salutations from my nation,
de mi iglesia, de mi familia.
From my family, from my church.
Ayer tuve una experiencia bonita.
Yesterday, I had a beautiful experience.
Cuando estuve en el aniversario.
When I was at the anniversary of friends of ours, anniversary party.
Y muchos venían y me saludaban con cariño.
And so many came and said hello to me with such genuine love.
Y con mucha amabilidad.
And which, with much friendliness.
Y eso hizo que se levantara aún más mi estima para el Pastor Lani.
And this just brought my care, the way that I feel about Pastor Lani and his congregation.
Porque las ovejas responden a la enseñanza del pastor.
Because the sheep respond to the teachings of the pastor, the shepherd.
En Cuba visité una iglesia.
In Cuba, I visited a church.
Que no tenía músico.
They didn't have any musicians.
Ni nadie que cantara.
And no one was leading the worship.
Y el pastor lo hacía porque no había otro remedio.
So the pastor did it because there was no other choice.
Pero el pastor era muy desafinado.
But the pastor didn't sing well.
Y todos cantaban desafinado.
So all of them didn't sing well.
Las ovejas responden al pastor.
The sheep respond to the shepherd.
Y por eso estamos agradecidos de Dios.
And we are grateful to the Lord.
Pudiéramos decir un término aún más cercano a esta realidad.
We can speak of something that is even closer to this.
Las ovejas necesitan un padre.
The sheep need a father.
Y responden a su padre.
And they respond to their father.
Por eso estamos contentos en esta mañana.
Which is why we're so happy this morning.
En el mundo entero hoy se celebra el Domingo de Ramos.
In the whole world is celebrating Palm Sunday today.
Pero no encontré ningún ramo por ahí.
But I didn't find any palms around here today.
Solo que encontré una palabra que quiero compartir.
What I did find is a word that I want to share.
Aunque agradecemos al Señor por la entrada triunfal.
Although we are very grateful to the Lord for his triumphant entry.
Y creo que nosotros estamos triunfando también.
And we're triumphant as well.
Día a día triunfamos en medio de cualquier circunstancia.
And no matter what circumstance we're in, day after day, we are in triumph.
Y el título de nuestro mensaje en esta mañana es vencedores en Cristo, más que vencedores en Cristo.
I want to speak this morning about being more than victors in Christ.
O sea que triunfamos y vencemos en el nombre de Jesús.
We triumph if we are victorious in Jesus' name.
Y el Señor nos llama.
And the Lord calls us.
Y nos capacita.
And he makes us able.
Les invito a buscar en sus Biblias.
I am inviting you to look in your Bibles.
En el libro de los Romanos.
Romans.
Capítulo 8.
Chapter 8.
Versículo 37.
Verse 37. Romans 8:37.
Ante en todas estas cosas, somos más que vencedores por medio de aquel que nos amó. Estoy un poco pensando en esta mañana.
This morning I have been thinking.
En el contexto del apóstol Pablo.
In Paul's context.
Muchos de los que le seguían estaban a su alrededor.
Many of those that were following him were surrounded him.
Aún no habían entendido la gracia de Dios a favor de su vida.
They didn't understand what God's grace was for their lives.
Estaban presos de sus criterios y de las leyes judías.
They were imprisoned by the Jewish laws and their own critique.
Pero Jesús de Nazaret trae un nuevo proyecto para las vidas de ellos.
But Jesus of Nazareth brought a different project for their lives.
Y ahora el apóstol Pablo lo amplifica a los gentiles.
And Paul now amplifies that to the Gentiles.
En especial a los romanos, una ciudad multicultural.
Especially the Romans, because they were a multicultural nation.
Donde habían griegos, judíos y también romanos.
There were Greeks, there were Jews.
Y también romanos.
And Romans.
Y era difícil predicar a estas diferencias.
And it was very difficult to preach to these different cultures.
Los griegos bien abiertos.
The Greek were very open.
A nuevas ideas, nuevos pensamientos.
To new ideas and new thoughts.
Los judíos seguían aferrados a sus.
The Jewish were very much closed up.
Aferrados a sus experiencias, a sus
tradiciones. To their own experiences and their own traditions.
Pero el apóstol Pablo tiene una palabra muy agradable para ellos,
but
convincente.
Paul has a very convincing and gentle word for them.
Y dice cosas que a veces cuando la leo en la Biblia me parece que no tienen como sentido.
Sometimes I read these things and I think that they make no sense.
Pero sí lo tienen.
But they do make sense.
Y le dice un día, el que guarde el día para el Señor lo hace.
And he says, whoever...
El que guarde el día para el Señor lo hace. Guardar el día de sábado, guardar el día.
Those that keep the Sabbath...
Y el que no lo guarda,
to the Lord,
para el Señor lo hace
they
igual.
Do it. And the ones that don't keep the Sabbath, they still love the Lord.
El que come para el Señor come.
The one that eats for the Lord eats.
Y el que no come para el Señor no come.
And the one that doesn't eat for the Lord.
O sea que lo más importante no eran para él las reglas.
The most important thing for him wasn't the rules and regulations.
Pero le está transmitiendo esta visión a personas que sí consideraban importante las reglas.
But he was trying to share a word with those that did hold on to their traditions and their rules.
Pero esto lo tenemos como una pura referencia.
But this is just pure reference.
Ahora tenemos un contexto diferente.
We have a different context altogether now.
Pero tenemos iglesias con diversidad de criterios.
But we do have churches that have diversity in their criteria.
Pero el Señor nos está llamando a vencer en medio de todas estas circunstancias.
But the Lord is calling us to be victorious in the midst of all these circumstances.
Vivimos en sociedades diferentes.
We live in different societies.
Yo vivo en una sociedad difícil.
I live in a very difficult society.
Pero Dios nos llama también a estar allí en esas sociedades difíciles.
But the Lord calls us to be in those difficult societies as well.
Vivimos en una sociedad donde se hace tan difícil poder lograr cualquier propósito.
We live in a society that in order to try to get anything accomplished,
pero en
it's
el nombre
very
de
difficult.
Jesús somos más que vencedores.
But in Jesus' name we are more than victors.
En Cristo somos más que vencedores.
In Christ we are more than victors.
No importa la dificultad.
It doesn't matter what difficulty you're in.
Él nos llamó.
He's called us.
Decíamos al principio, Él nos llamó primero.
And we say that He called us first.
Él nos tuvo en cuenta.
He took care of us.
Él no miró nuestro pecado en el pasado, no miró nuestros defectos.
He didn't look at our defects, he didn't look at our sins.
Él lo único que vio en nosotros es que éramos sus hijos.
All that he saw is that we were his sons.
Y por lo tanto herederos del reino.
And we inheritors of the kingdom.
Yo me siento muy orgulloso.
I'm very proud.
De ser un hijo de Dios.
To be a son of God.
Más nada me preocupa.
Nothing else worries me.
Solo me interesa que soy su hijo.
All I know is and all I'm interested in is that I am his son.
Y estoy seguro que no tenía capacidad para entender.
And I'm sure that I had no capacity to try to understand Jesus.
Como aquellos que estaban en Roma no tenían la capacidad para entender al apóstol Pablo, yo no tenía tampoco la capacidad.
Like those that were in Rome, they didn't have the capacity to understand the apostle Paul. I know that I didn't have the capacity to understand Jesus.
He conversado con personas con intelectuales y tampoco tienen la capacidad.
I have spoken to many intellectual and smart people and they don't have the capacity to understand either.
Y he conversado con personas muy sencillas que sí tienen la capacidad de reconocer a Jesús.
And yet I have spoken with people that are very simple and they do have the capacity to understand Christ.
Por lo tanto entendemos.
So we do understand
que el Señor nos miró primero.
That the Lord looked at us first.
Nos amó primero.
He loved us first.
Nos tuvo en cuenta.
He took care of us.
Y ahora nos capacita para llevar a cabo esta obra que él ha puesto en nuestras manos.
And now he has given us the capacity to bring forth the work that he has put in our hands.
Y el Señor quiere que trabajemos en varias áreas.
And the Lord wants us to work in different areas.
Y he estado trabajando en varias áreas en mi nación.
And we have been working in different areas in my nation.
En la familia.
Within the families.
Familia que ha sido afectada por todo lo que sucede a nuestro alrededor.
Families are affected by everything that surrounds us.
La separación por la inmigración.
The separation between family members due to immigrations.
Tenemos una sociedad avejentada.
We have a society that's apart.
Estamos muy preocupados por lo que está sucediendo.
We're very concerned over the things that are happening.
Porque las personas jóvenes únicamente piensan en emigrar.
Because all the young people, all they can think about is immigrating.
Le pregunto a la mayoría de los jóvenes si su sueño es venir a vivir a los Estados Unidos.
Most of our young people, if you ask them what their dreams are, it's to come to the United States.
Ahora estaba hablando con un sobrino mío que vino no hace tanto a los Estados Unidos.
I was speaking with a nephew of mine that had been in the States not too long.
Y le dije así, ¿te sientes bien? ¿Estás aquí?
And I asked him, how are you feeling now that you're here and you're in the community?
En la Yuma, como dicen en Cuba, en la Yuma.
They call the United States Yuma.
Y me dijo, la Yuma no, la llama.
And he said, not the Yuma, but the flame, a fire.
ahora él está mirando que no es exactamente lo que él creía.
He can now see, being here, that it's not exactly what he thought it would be.
Pero realmente la mayoría quieren emigrar.
But the reality is that most of them have that desire to immigrate.
Su sueño es emigrar.
Their dreams are to immigrate.
A una niña pequeña, la televisión fue y le hizo una entrevista a varios niños y le preguntó qué querían para cuando fueran grandes.
There was a television interview where they interviewed several children and they said, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Y la niña dijo, yo quiero ser extranjera.
And the one girl said, I want to be a foreigner.
Porque ve a los turistas que llegan a Cuba.
Because she sees the tourists that come to Cuba.
Y lo ven que andan en vehículos rentados.
And they see that they have the ability to rent cars.
Con buenos perfumes.
That they smell nice perfumes.
Y los latinos con cadenas de oro así de este ancho.
And those that are Latin, they have gold chains that are huge.
Y sienten que ahí está lo bueno.
And they believe that that's where the good stuff is.
Entonces, trabajar con la familia, eso es un reto en nuestras iglesias en Cuba.
So to work with families is a difficult job in our country.
Trabajar con la familia es algo bien importante, aunque a veces no entiendan.
Even if they don't understand how important it is, it's very important to work with families.
Porque están separados.
Because they're separated.
Porque están en pleitos.
Because they're arguing.
Porque los hijos se casan y siguen viviendo en la misma casa.
Because the children get married, but they're still living with their parents.
Porque hay problemas con las viviendas.
Because there's difficulty with housing.
Es difícil adquirir una nueva vivienda.
It's difficult to acquire housing.
Entonces está el padre, la abuela y el hijo todos viviendo en la misma casa.
So then you have the father, the grandmother, and the son, and the wife all living in the new house, in the same house.
Entonces el padre le dice al niño, no te sientes allí.
So the father says to the son, don't sit over there.
Y la abuela le dice, ven conmigo, que él está equivocado.
And the grandmother says, come on over here, honey, he's mistaken.
Y esto trae por consecuencia tantas circunstancias.
And this brings so many different circumstances.
¿Quién sabe, así diciéndolo de esta manera sea fácil entender?
Maybe it's easier for me to say it in this way.
Pero cuando estamos en el problema es tan difícil y a veces nos sentimos hasta impotentes.
When we're in the midst of the problem, it's very difficult and we don't even see the
Pero
problem.
Pero no obstante, hemos considerado que vivimos de victoria en victoria.
But we have to consider that we live from victory to victory, glory to
Porque
glory.
Porque hemos logrado que el Señor entre a muchos de estos hogares y sean transformados.
Because we have been able to see the Lord come into these homes and transform these homes.
Hemos notado que muchos han sido empoderados por el poder del Espíritu para el cambio de su vida.
We've noted that so many of them have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring change to their lives.
La familia y la unidad de la familia es algo que es parte de nuestro ministerio.
The family and the unity within the family is part of our ministry.
La comprensión y también la cohesión entre ellos.
To not only for them to be able to understand each other, but to comprehend each other.
Hay una diferencia entre la palabra juntos y unánimes.
There's a difference between the word together and unanimous, or unity.
Estar junto es fácil.
To be together is easy.
Y a veces obligado.
And sometimes by force.
Pero unánimes es algo que es espontáneo, que es voluntario.
But unity is a voluntary thing and it's spontaneous.
Y allá se habla mucho de estar juntos.
And over there is a lot of talk of being together.
Y se habla mucho de unidad.
And we have a lot of talk of unity.
Y hay una frase de política del país.
And there's a political phrase that they use there.
Que dice, el pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
That says that the community that is united can never be taken over.
Pero cuando voy en un bus lleno de gente,
but when you see a bus full of people,
me viene eso a la mente.
That's the picture that comes to mind.
Que el pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
That the united community will never be overtaken.
Y le hago rechazo a la frase.
And now I reject that.
Porque estoy unido a otras personas, pero de manera obligatoria.
Because I see a picture of everyone crammed in a bus, and if you feel that that's by force, it's not voluntary.
Pero hemos alcanzado una victoria en la casa de Dios.
But we have reached a victory in the Lord's house.
Que no solamente estamos juntos.
That we're not only together.
Sino que estamos unidos.
But that we're in unity.
Unidos con un propósito.
United with a purpose.
Es de alabar, de glorificar y de bendecir.
It's to bless, to glorify, and to praise.
Bendecir al Señor y también bendecir a los que están a nuestro alrededor.
To bless the Lord, but to bless those that are around us.
Y creo que es importante que vayamos de victoria en victoria.
And it's important that we go from victory to victory.
Esto es una victoria.
This is a victory.
Una victoria que estamos alcanzando y la iglesia lo está alcanzando.
It's a victory that the church is reaching and we're reaching.
Y los que están afuera lo tienen que reconocer.
And those that are on the outside recognize it.
Y lo reconocen.
And they do recognize
it. El gobierno no quería reconocerlo, pero ya comenzó a reconocerlo.
The government did not recognize the importance of ministry, but they are starting to recognize it.
Y le hicieron un llamado a la iglesia. Y le hicieron un llamado a la iglesia.
They called forth the churches.
Necesitamos que nos ayuden a rescatar los valores.
They asked that we would come in and help rescue the prisoners.
Y nos están pidiendo que trabajemos más en las prisiones.
They're asking for us to come and do more work in the prisons.
Hay un programa con las prisiones hace muchos años.
There's been a program with the prisoners that's been around for several years.
Que la iglesia tiene la oportunidad de entrar y evangelizar, dar cultos. Con los presos, con los internos que lo piden.
They have allowed that the church come in and do worship and minister and do Bible studies with those prisoners that ask for it.
Y hay muchos capellanes que se han capacitado para esto.
And there's many people that have been prepared for this.
Pero ahora ellos quieren que esa ley se flexibilice más.
But now they're asking that the church get more involved.
Que ese programa se flexibilice más.
They want that program to be expanded.
Porque ahora ellos dicen, no solamente los que lo piden, queremos que ustedes trabajen con los que no lo piden también.
They said, we don't want you to just come in to those that invite you, we want you to come in and minister to those that don't invite you.
Porque hemos reconocido de que las personas cambian cuando reconocen a Jesús de Nazaret.
Because we have noticed that when you come and you preach Jesus of Nazareth, people change.
Y esto nos dice que estamos de victoria en victoria.
And this tells us that we're from victory, going from victory to victory.
Y esto dice que el trabajo no ha sido en vano.
So that tells us that the work has not been in vain.
Y cuando miro a cada familia que están en mi congregación,
and when I look at all the families that are in my congregation,
que usted le ve la cara y se ven tan simpáticos y
you see their face and they look like they're happy, they look that they're full of joy.
Tienen todos, la mayoría todos tienen un historial.
All of them have a story.
Y una historia terrible.
A terrible story in most cases.
Historia de drogadicción.
There's stories there of drug addiction.
Historias de violencia.
Stories of violence.
Historia de vivir al margen de la sociedad.
Stories of those that are trying to live the image that society would
historia
give you.
Historia de prostitución.
Stories of prostitution.
Y realmente nos sentimos gozosos porque todas esas personas han sido transformadas.
And we are very happy, we're full of joy because these people have been transformed.
He sido criticado por estar en el lugar donde me encuentro.
I have been criticized for staying in the location where I'm at.
Pero yo me siento comprometido con ese lugar.
But that is where I've been called to.
Algunos no entienden por qué quiero construir de todas maneras en aquel lugar.
There's so many people don't understand why I want to reconstruct and build in that area.
Y me parece que si me voy de aquel lugar como que dejo huérfano aquel barrio.
And I feel like if I were to leave that place, I would leave orphans.
Que ya de una manera u otra reconocen que ahí está la iglesia de Jesucristo.
Because one way or another, they know that that is the church of God there.
Y algunos me dicen, cuando menos lo imagine, pastor, estoy contigo.
And some of them say, "Pastor, don't worry. When you least imagine it, I'm going to show up at your door."
Y otros que no entienden de la diferencia entre católicos y evangélicos.
And others that don't understand the differences between being Catholic and being evangelical.
Me dicen, "Padre, dame la bendición."
And they pass by and they say, "Father, give me a blessing."
Entonces, nos sentimos comprometidos.
So we feel like that's what we're called.
Y creemos que también esto es victoria.
And we believe that this is victory.
A veces creemos que la victoria únicamente está de la parte del éxito material.
Sometimes people think that victory is when you're able to have material items.
Y el éxito material es bueno.
And to have good materials or materials, material items is good.
Porque sirve como plataforma para llevar, tener éxito desde el punto de vista espiritual.
Because it serves as a platform to bring other things up.
Pero la satisfacción no está únicamente en las cuestiones materiales.
But the satisfaction is not in material things.
Hay satisfacción cuando logramos lo que Dios quiere que logremos.
The satisfaction is when we're able to accomplish those things that the Lord wants us to accomplish.
Hay satisfacción cuando podemos dejar un legado.
There's a satisfaction when we're able to leave a legacy.
De trabajo cristiano.
Of Christian work.
De ayudar al prójimo.
To help our brothers.
De bendecir al que está necesitado.
To bless those that are in need.
Es necesario que en esta hora,
it's necessary that at this hour
entendamos lo
we
que
understand
Dios
what the Lord wants to do with our lives.
Recientemente yo le escribí por el Facebook a una mujer, una misionera en República Dominicana.
Recently I wrote through Facebook to a lady in the Dominican Republic.
Ella no tiene muchos recursos.
She doesn't have a lot of resources.
Pero tiene un corazón grande.
But she has a big heart.
Y sirve a los niños.
And she serves the children there.
Y yo le dije, yo no la conozco personalmente.
And I said, "I don't know you personally,
pero le envío mis saludos y mis respetos."
But I send you my respect and my hellos.
Qué bueno que entendamos que la iglesia no puede estar únicamente en las cuatro paredes.
It's good to understand that the church cannot be within the four walls.
Las cuatro paredes hacen falta.
But the four walls are necessary.
Por cierto, me gustan estas cuatro paredes.
I like these four walls.
Y necesitamos congregarnos.
And we need to congregate.
Y necesitamos alimentarnos.
And we need to feed.
Pero también necesitamos revertir esta bendición a los afuera.
But we need to be able to take this blessing that's within here and take it outside.
Porque es como que nosotros comamos y comamos y no gastemos en energía.
Because it's like we're spiritually we're getting fatter and fatter and we're not
entonces
spending that energy.
Engordamos, engordamos y engordamos.
So we get fatter and fatter and fatter.
Es importante que nosotros depositemos de esto que Dios nos da a otros que no tienen.
It's important that we would deposit this that we have to those that don't have it.
A otros que no han tenido el privilegio como usted de haber reconocido desde la primera vez a Jesucristo.
So many that haven't had the privilege like you've had the privilege to know Jesus earlier.
Yo tengo un vecino que recientemente se mudó.
I have a neighbor that recently moved away.
Él no había tenido la oportunidad de ver alguna iglesia o compartir con cristianos.
He had not had the opportunity to be around Christians or see a church.
Y desde que me conoció me dijo, "Usted es el pastor."
And since he moved in, he said, "You're the pastor?"
Yo puedo hablar con usted.
Can I speak with you?
Yo le dije, "Sí, me puede tocar también si quiere."
And I'm saying, "Yeah, you can touch me if you want to too."
Y entonces comenzó a hablar conmigo, a hacerme preguntas.
So he started talking with me and asking me questions.
Él estaba muy feliz porque estaba hablando con un pastor.
He was very happy because he was talking to a pastor.
Entonces me dijo, "Yo tengo muchos santos africanos allá, en piedras y cosas que
me..." He said, "I have a lot of idols, all these idols and saints, and we put rocks and altars to them."
Porque yo comencé me inicié en la santería.
Because I came in santería, which is a form of witchcraft.
Invertí 30,000 pesos.
And I had 30,000 pesos that I put into this religion.
Equivalente a $1,500.
It's about $1,500 American dollars.
Y no me ha resuelto mi problema.
And it hasn't resolved the problem. Vamos a hacer una pausa. Pausa aquí, sí. Para explicar lo que sí. Pasa con la santería. Sí, sí. Explica. I'm sorry, I'm asking to pause to explain what this $1,500 is.
¿Qué cobra? Mm-hmm. Sí, los santeros, los sacerdotes babalaos, los babalaos, santeros.
The witchcraft leaders.
Ellos cobran por todas las ceremonias.
They charge for all of the ceremonies. So
más todos los animales que los
plus
que los
all the animal sacrifices to these idols.
Por cierto, los matan de una manera bien criminal.
So they are very criminal. It's very criminal the way that they sacrifice these animals.
Porque lo hacen sufrir bastante.
Because they make these animals suffer.
Le van cortando el cuello poco a poco para que se vaya sangrando.
They cut their necks little by little so that they bleed slowly.
Y hacen todo este ceremonial.
And they do all these ceremonies, which is just a twisted dark type of
para iniciar a sus seguidores.
But basically what the way that they present this to the public is if you want spiritual help, this is how you get there.
Entonces este joven se había iniciado en esta religión.
So this young man was involved in all of this.
Pero me dijo, "Pastor, yo estoy ahí, yo no veo que nada,
But he said, "Pastor, I've been there, I've paid all this money and I just don't see any resolution in my life. I don't see
Porque
anything."
El objetivo de estos religiosos es alcanzar éxito, tener
Because the objective that these witchcraft leaders bring forth to the people is if you want to be wealthy or if you want to have some type of victory in some area.
En un país donde no es fácil viajar, poder viajar.
So they promise things like if you want to travel in a country that is very difficult to travel, you'll be able to travel. They make all these desired promises.
O sea, son intereses personales.
Their personal interest in the charging, their personal interest in leading these people. So he said, I've gone through all of this and I haven't been able to acquire anything.
Y me dijo que yo quería viajar y no he viajado.
I wanted to travel and I haven't traveled.
Yo le dije, por supuesto, si no busca la visa y paga el pasaje, no va a ir a ningún lugar.
I said, well, if you don't get a visa and pay for the ticket, you're not going anywhere.
Entonces comenzó otros planes que tenía tampoco se me dan.
So he was talking to him about other plans that he had and none of them had come to fruition.
Quería que Santico me consiguiera una casa y tampoco me la conseguía.
He wanted that little idol to get him a house and he didn't have a house.
Dije, por supuesto, si no compras un terreno y construyes.
He said, well, if you're not going to buy the land and construct, you're not going to have the house.
Entonces estaba decepcionado.
So he was decepcionado. Thank you. Disappointed.
Y entonces ahora dice, yo voy a comenzar, yo quiero comenzar a tener una experiencia diferente.
So he said, I would like to start to have a different experience.
Entonces yo le dije, pero tú necesitas recibir a Cristo, pero no por intereses personales.
He said, well, you'll need to receive Jesus, but not because you have personal interests.
Tú necesitas entender que Cristo te amó primero.
You need to understand that Jesus loved you first.
Y que Él es tu Padre.
And that He is your Father.
Y que Él es, estará contigo en los momentos felices. Como los momentos de dificultad.
And he will be with you and understand that he'll be with you in the moments that are happy in the same way that he'll be with you in the difficult moments.
Como tú quieras, pastor.
And he said, however you want this, pastor.
Pero como quiera el Señor.
And I said, no, the way that the Lord wants this.
Pero me pidió entonces ahora que necesito expulsar de mi casa todas esas cosas porque lo que me están ocupando lugar. Mi casa es pequeña, me dijo.
He said, the house that I've rented is small and I need to get all these things out of here, all these idols and all these rocks and stones.
Yo estaba muy agotado. Yo estaba agotado, cansado.
I was tired.
Pero yo estoy a tiempo completo para servir a mi Señor.
But I'm full-time service to the Lord.
A tiempo completo para servir a mi Señor.
Full-time service to the Lord.
Y le dije, si vamos a tu casa, vamos.
And I said, if we're going to go to your house, let's go to your house.
Y llamé a un hermano para que me ayudara.
And I brought one of our brothers to come and
yo
help
sabía
him.
Lo que me esperaba.
And I knew what was waiting for me.
Y había que hacer muchos pesos.
And there was a lot of heavy stuff.
Y yo sufro un problema de la columna, la cadera.
And because of my hip and my back, it's not a good idea to
a
lift too much weight.
Fuerte, pero después estoy...
Sometimes I pretend I'm strong, but then I'm like, eh.
Y entonces fui con el hermano y recogimos todas aquellas cosas.
So we went with the brother and we picked up all that stuff.
Había muchas cosas.
There was a lot of stuff.
Y entre las cosas, mucha cucaracha también.
And within the stuff, a lot of cockroaches.
Porque donde no está Dios, lo que hay es cucaracha.
Because where there's no God, there's cucaracha, cockroaches.
Pero son experiencias que nos hacen sentir.
But these are experiences that make us feel.
¿Cuál es nuestro compromiso?
What is our compromise?
Entendemos ahora por la palabra.
Do we understand because of the word?
Que sí, que iremos de victoria en victoria.
That we have to go from victory to victory.
Hay personas que cuando llega el problema.
There are people that when the problems come.
Se amilanan. Dejan de hacer las cosas.
They stop doing things. They take a step back.
Cuando llegan los problemas,
when problems come,
ya desfallecen,
they fail,
y dicen no puedo continuar,
and they say I can't move on.
Pero cuando viene el problema,
but when the problem comes,
es que Dios me está diciendo,
the Lord tells me
que viene la victoria,
that the victory is coming.
Es importante tener referencias.
It's important to have references.
Si no hace frío, usted no sabe que hay calor.
If there's no cold, you don't know that the warmth exists.
Y casi siempre cuando hay calor queremos el frío.
And then when it's hot, we want it to be cold.
Pero cuando hay el frío queremos el calor.
And when it's cold, we want it to be hot.
Necesitamos las referencias.
We need the references.
Entonces, si usted para usted poder notar la victoria.
So that you can see what the victory looks like.
Tiene que pasar por momentos de apuro.
You have to have moments that are difficult.
Momentos de aprietos.
Moments where you're tightened up.
Momentos de incomprensión.
Times where you're not understanding.
Cuando todas las cosas van demasiado bien.
When everything is going too well.
Tenga cuidado.
Be careful.
Preocúpese.
Be worried.
Yo me preocupo.
I worry.
Cuando mi esposa está muy demasiado noble, buena conmigo.
When my wife is very happy and very satisfied with her life, I worry.
Y me dice, mi niño.
And she calls me my sweetie.
Mi amor.
My love.
Como te quiero.
How much I love you.
Y un día entero en eso.
And the whole day in that.
Y al otro día igual.
And the next day she'll do the
digo,
same
oh,
thing.
Al tercero viene un problema, other, o me van a pedir dinero.
He says, in 3 days there's a problem or she's going to ask for money.
Es necesario que existan circunstancias.
It's necessary that circumstances would exist.
Las circunstancias te van a mostrar.
Circumstances will show you
que viene la victoria.
That the victory is coming.
Esa ha sido nuestra experiencia.
That has been our experience.
Yo sé que ha sido la experiencia de todos los que están en este lugar.
And I know that you have all experienced
yo
this.
Yo sé que todos hemos pasado por circunstancias.
We understand that all of us have gone through circumstances.
Algunos en Cuba piensan que en los Estados Unidos todo el mundo vive en una nube.
Somebody, people in Cuba believe that the people in the United States live like in a cloud.
Y cuando van allí necesitan dinero.
And when they go over there, people need money.
Hablen la llave del
they,
agua.
They think that they can just all open the faucet.
Y le dicen a la llave.
And they tell the faucet.
Necesito que salgan $3,000.
I need $3,000.
Y lo recogen abajo.
And then they think they can just pick it up from the faucet.
Y se van a comprar.
And they go shopping.
Esa es la idea de algunos.
That's the idea that some of them have.
Pero yo les dije que la pila está fuerte.
But I tell them that the faucet is strong.
Y si están recién llegados a una fábrica que es una pila bien fuerte.
And if it's a new one, it's a real strong faucet.
Pero qué bueno que nosotros hemos entendido que en cualquier lugar.
But it's good that we understand that in any place.
Hay circunstancias.
There are circumstances.
Pero en cualquier lugar también hay soluciones.
But in any place there's also solutions.
Porque Dios responde a nuestras necesidades.
Because the Lord responds to our needs.
Estoy en un proceso constructivo. Creo que ahorita pusieron la forma.
I'm in a construction phase. I've been in a construction phase for some time, and there are some pictures that are going to be put up here at random.
Vine a esta iglesia.
I came to this church.
Y ustedes me apoyaron.
And you supported me.
Con una ofrenda.
With an offering.
Que fue lo inicial.
That was the initial offering.
Cuando llegué a Cuba.
It was the initial to the construction. When I got to Cuba.
Algunos me criticaron.
So many people criticized me.
Porque empecé a demoler todo.
Because I made everything wait.
Entre más rápido,
he started building, he started knocking things down, and he said, as soon as we knock it down,
será mejor comenzar.
It'll be easier to start.
Y comenzamos, sabíamos que la economía no iba a alcanzar para hacerlo todo.
We knew that the budget, the amount that we had brought with us, wasn't enough to do everything.
Era un por ciento.
It was a percentage of what we needed to do.
Pero ya tenemos cosas que antes no teníamos.
But now we have space that we didn't have
esto
before.
Es una segunda planta que no teníamos.
This is the view from the inside out to a second level that didn't exist.
Y ese es el hueco de la tercera planta. And
so that is the area to the mezzanine in the second floor.
También tenemos ya el templo mucho mejor que antes, ¿no? Esa es parte del templo.
And here's the bottom picture from that. The picture that you saw was that hole. The windows are in that area.
Ahí la toma no se ve exactamente como es.
Yeah, the shot is not as clear as it, you know, needs to be, but it gives you an idea for the interior. Those are the front doors to the church in the bottom.
Pero vamos a triplicar lo que teníamos como templo antes.
But we're going to triple the space that we had as the church before.
Un templo que tenía capacidad para 60 personas.
Now this is from the front door coming in.
Va a tener capacidad para más de 200.
Okay, so where you see the cross, that area is the present size of the sanctuary, and it's going to be able to have a capacity for 300 people by the time they knock the rest of that down and make
ese
it bigger.
Pedacito ahí que yo vivo, eso lo vamos a demoler.
The other side, que diga lo que está al otro lado de esa pared.
Ahí está mi casa.
My house.
Donde vivo.
My rooms. This is the outside looking in.
Encima, esta en la foto no se ve, pero encima hay unas paredes ya levantadas.
So, above this second floor, there are some cinder block walls that have already started to come up. And in that third story is where his home will be when it's completed.
Allá arriba vamos a vivir la familia encima.
So, on that third floor, once it's the walls are up and the flooring is up, then it'll be his family's home.
Esperemos que Dios nos mantenga, nos conserve joven.
We're hoping that the Lord would conserve us as young and strong.
Para que no nos pese la escalera.
So we can get up and down those stairs.
Pero estamos gozosos.
But we are we're happy.
Porque estamos logrando cosas que no esperábamos.
Because we're able to acquire and get to places where we hadn't been
before.
Porque
esperábamos, pero mucho, mucho después.
Or things that we were hoping and expecting, but just not expecting until much later in the future.
Mi esposo y yo somos soñadores.
My wife and I are dreamers.
Yo más que ella.
Me more than her.
Ella me dice, tus sueños me superan.
She says, your dreams are far beyond mine.
Dice, me deja con dolor de cabeza.
You leave me with a headache, is what she tells him.
Pero estamos soñando.
But we're dreaming.
Como José.
Like José. Like
y creemos que sí.
Joseph.
Pero creo que sí, que Dios está en el asunto.
But I do believe that the Lord is in this.
Y es importante que soñemos.
And it's important that we dream.
Un cristiano que no sueñe está muy mal.
A Christian that doesn't dream is in a bad place.
Una persona que no sueña termina con su vida en vida.
A person that doesn't have dreams, just their life ends.
Lo importante es que tu sueño involucre a otros.
The important thing is that your dreams would bring others along into your dream.
Qué bonito es soñar cuando otros pueden estar involucrados en tu sueño.
It's beautiful to dream when others can be involved in your dream.
Hay gente que sueña pero con mucho egoísmo.
There's people that dream but they're very egotistical about it.
Yo no sueño con piscina.
I don't dream of a pool.
Yo pienso que es muy muy aburrida la piscina.
I think that the pool is boring.
Y después muy trabajoso sacar y entrar el agua.
And then it's very difficult to bring the water in and take out the other water.
Yo sueño con proyectos donde otros están incluidos.
I dream with projects that includes others.
Y la iglesia es un proyecto precioso.
And the church is a beautiful project.
La iglesia es un proyecto que llega a tantas personas.
It's a project that reaches so many people.
Sí, sabemos ser iglesia.
If we know how to be a church.
Si sabemos actuar como iglesias.
If we know how to act like a church.
A veces estamos en la iglesia, pero nuestros sueños son egoístas.
Sometimes we're in the church, but our dreams are very self-centered.
Y yo le he puesto a esto, hay una nueva traducción de la Biblia.
And there's a new translation of the Bible.
Que no es el Padre nuestro.
That it's not our Father.
Es el Padre mío.
It's my Father.
Es únicamente para mí.
It's only for me.
Para mis sueños personales.
For my personal dreams.
Para mis proyectos personales.
For my personal projects.
Pero qué bueno cuando tú practicas el Padre Nuestro.
But it's so good when you practice our Father.
Que de alguna manera puedes afectar a otros
that some way you can affect positively other people.
Qué bueno que usted tenga esta oportunidad.
It is wonderful to have this opportunity.
De entender el mensaje del reino de Dios.
To understand the message of the kingdom of God.
Donde de alguna manera podemos bendecir a otros.
Where some way we can bless others.
Yo he sido bendecido por esto.
I have been blessed here.
Ustedes me han bendecido.
You have blessed me.
Su pastor me ha bendecido.
Your pastor has blessed me.
Su pastor me ha visitado.
Your pastor has visited me.
Se ha sentado en mi humilde casa.
He has sat in my humble home.
Y he podido tocarle aquí.
And I've been able to touch his shoulder.
Y eso es importante para mí.
And that's important to me.
Que podamos caminar en este sentido.
That we can walk together in this sense.
Porque Dios está llamando a un pueblo.
Because the Lord is calling a place, a people.
En este tiempo.
In this time.
Que más que religión.
More than religion.
Es relación.
Relationship.
Relación con Dios.
Relationship with the Lord.
Y relación con el hermano.
And relationship with our brothers.
Relación con el necesitado.
Relationships with those that are needy.
Es importante que entendamos esta verdad.
It's important that we understand this truth.
Y lo pongamos en práctica.
And that we would practice it.
Yo realmente me siento muy, muy gozoso en esta mañana.
I am very full of joy this morning.
Por poder compartir con ustedes.
Because I'm able to share with you.
Y en un día tan especial.
And such a special day today.
Donde los cristianos de diversas maneras comparten.
A way that different Christians from different denominations basically share.
Nosotros podemos compartir alrededor de la palabra.
That we can share according to the word.
Y que la palabra que nos ilumina, esta palabra que nos llena.
And this word that fills us, that enlightens us.
Esta palabra que nos indica el camino.
This a word that shows us the way.
Que nos estimula.
That stimulates us.
Que nos inspira.
Inspires us.
Porque decimos muchas cosas que a veces no están en la Biblia, pero
because
a partir de la inspiración de la palabra.
Many times we say things that aren't necessarily in the Bible, but they are biblical.
Porque todo lo hacemos inspirado en la palabra de Dios.
Because everything that we do inspired from the word of the Lord.
Porque si decidimos un día servir al Señor, fue inspirado en la palabra.
Because if we decided to serve the Lord, it's because we were inspired by the word.
Y yo soy de lo que creo que Dios habla de muchas maneras.
And
Dios habla de muchas maneras.
And I'm one that believes that the Lord speaks in many different ways.
Pero de manera especial por su palabra.
But in a special way through his word.
Y nos hace entender.
And he makes us understand.
Cuando yo fui llamado al ministerio, yo pensaba que no podía ser real.
When I was called to the ministry, I thought that it couldn't be real.
Yo era bien delgadito.
I was really thin.
Y estaba feíto.
And ugly.
Y me miraba en el espejo.
And I would look at myself in the mirror.
Y decía, ¿será verdad?
And I would say, could that be true?
So, ¿serán ideas mías?
Or is it my idea that I've been
Pero
called?
Cada vez que me cuestionaba,
but every time I questioned my calling,
sentía más pasión por esto.
I felt more passion for this.
Y el Señor me llamó.
And the Lord called me.
Y el Señor llama a quien quiere.
And the Lord calls who he wants.
Y separa quien quiere separar.
And he separates and takes apart those that he wants to.
Y no hace excepción de persona.
And he doesn't make exception of man.
Ni de género. Ni de género, mujer o hombre.
Or gender. I need all of you up here. or separation of gender.
Y ni tampoco de color.
Or color.
No hay distinción.
There's no distinction.
Él llama a quien quiere.
He calls who he wants.
Y junto con el llamado te capacita.
And he will equip you with that calling.
Que esto no quiere decir que tienes que estudiar, ¿no?
It doesn't mean that you have to study it.
Hay gente por ahí que tampoco le gusta estudiar.
There are people around there that don't like to study.
Ni profundizar en la palabra.
Or get involved in the word.
Entonces te dicen, me lo dijo el Espíritu.
And then they'll say, oh, the Holy Spirit told
me. Y uno
me.
Se queda confuso.
And people are confused.
¿El Espíritu le habrá dicho eso?
That the Holy Spirit didn't tell them.
Pero qué bueno que nosotros entendamos la verdad.
But it's good that we understand the truth.
Y pongamos por obra. Y pongamos sigue, por obra sigue. Este llamado que Dios ha puesto en nuestras manos.
And that we would work this call that the Lord has put in our hand.
Yo les pido que oren mucho por Cuba.
I pray that you would ask that you would pray a lot for Cuba.
Yo sé que ustedes de alguna manera tienen que amar a Cuba.
Some one way or another, I know that you love Cuba.
Porque su padre, su pastor, le gusta Cuba.
Because your spiritual father and pastor loves Cuba.
Y constantemente le tenemos por allá.
And we constantly have him visiting.
Y ya extrañamos si no llega.
And now if he's not there, we miss him.
O sea, a pesar de que lo vemos dos veces al año, cuando pasa un tiempecito ya le extrañamos.
Even though we only see him about twice a year, when some time passes, we miss him.
Esta vez no fue Alexia y le extrañamos mucho.
This last trip, Alexia wasn't able to go and we missed her.
Porque realmente nos sentimos muy agradecidos.
Because we are very grateful.
Y es importante que estas cosas las expresemos.
And it's important that we would express our gratefulness.
Yo recuerdo cuando era un jovencito que yo no expresaba mucho.
I remember when I was young, I wasn't very expressive.
No porque era malagradecido, sino porque era penoso.
Not because I wasn't grateful, it's because I was shy.
Todavía me queda un poco eso de penoso.
And I'm still a little shy.
Y a veces cometo errores por esto.
And sometimes I make mistakes because of that.
Porque pueden pensar de que no estoy agradeciendo lo que se está haciendo.
Because people might misinterpret and think that I'm not being grateful for the gestures that are being made.
Pero el Señor ha puesto este deseo en mí.
But the Lord has put this desire in me.
De expresar.
To be expressive.
También en mi matrimonio al principio no expresaba mucho lo que amaba a mi esposa.
In my marriage at first I wasn't very expressive to my wife how much I loved her.
La madre decía, te quiero, te quiero.
So I would just say love you.
Pero el Señor me enseñó a que tenía que expresar más.
But the Lord showed me that I had to be more expressive.
Y decirle te quiero y por qué te quiero.
And not only tell her I love you but why I love you.
Y decirle que aunque estás constantemente a mi lado no me molestas.
No me molesta
aunque estás constantemente.
Okay, and even though you're near me all the time, you don't bother me.
Y esto
take
es,
that.
Y esto hay que aprenderlo.
And you have to learn this. Mira, ahora, habla con Alberto después, okay?
Y ahora que estoy aquí la extraño mucho.
And now that I'm here, I miss her.
Es como lo del frío y el calor, ¿no?
It's like the heat and the cold.
Estamos muy gozosos en esta mañana.
We're very happy this morning.
Le doy gracias al Señor por su sentido del humor también.
I give thanks to the Lord for your sense of humor as well.
Yo sé que a veces las diferentes culturas tienen cambio al humor, ¿no?
I know that there's not necessarily a lot of understanding within different cultures.
Pero ustedes tienen un humor intercultural.
But you have an intercultural sense of humor.
Y por eso le agradezco al Señor.
And for that I'm grateful to the Lord.
Yo quiero dejar una última palabra.
I want to leave with a final word.
Continúen creyendo que caminarán de victoria en victoria.
Keep believing because you'll be walking from victory to victory.
Nada ni nadie nos separará del amor de Cristo.
Nothing and no one can separate us from the love of Christ.
Nada podrá interrumpir en el plan de Dios con nuestras vidas.
No one can interrupt in the plans that the Lord has for us.
Y lo que Dios tiene en el cielo para ti, nadie lo podrá quitar.
And what the Lord has in heaven for you, no one can take away.
Es imposible.
It is impossible.
El diablo no puede.
The devil can't do it.
El malvado no puede. El malvado, una persona mala.
a criminal or a bad person can't take it.
No hay manera de que la bendición que Dios tiene para nuestras vidas pueda ser tronchada.
There is no way that the vision that the Lord has for our lives can be interrupted.
Y como dice la Biblia en Cantares, en Eclesiastés mejor, puede demorar.
In Ecclesiastic it says, oh, I'm sorry, in Habakkuk it says it can be delayed.
La bendición puede demorar.
The blessing can be delayed.
Pero siempre va a llegar.
But it will get there.
De alguna manera llegará.
One way or another it'll get there.
A nuestras vidas.
To our lives.
Yo quiero dejar esta palabra.
I want to leave this word.
Caminemos de victoria en victoria.
We need to walk from victory to victory.
Bendiciones de lo alto.
Blessings from on high. ¿Quieres saber algún reportaje de lo que tú ves, lo que los cambios están trayendo a la nación?
Ya. Yeah. Se están viendo muchos cambios.
We are seeing a lot of changes.
Yo no sé si Obama es hermano o primo, pero su tiempo en la gestión como presidente fue muy buena para Cuba.
He said, I don't know if Obama is a cousin or a brother, but what he did towards Cuba was positive.
Sí. Su gestión fue muy buena.
His gesture was good for us.
Como yo no entiendo el inglés, yo no sabía hasta qué punto era la inteligencia de este hombre.
Because I don't understand English, so I don't know exactly how intelligent he is.
Ya casi a última hora lo escuché en traducido al español.
I listened to a few things that were translated.
Y me quedé asombrado.
And I was shocked.
¿Qué clase de inteligencia?
The guy is intelligent.
Le cogí cariño.
I cared for him.
Le voy a decir algo.
And I'm going to say something.
Se hizo ¿cómo se le llama esto cuando se hace una investigación? Se me voy a nombrar. Bueno, se le estuvo preguntando a muchas personas.
Own survey. Ajá. Okay, they were making a survey to many people.
Y Obama podía ser el próximo presidente en Cuba.
And Obama could have been elected the next president in Cuba.
Tenía más seguidores que los que están allá.
He had more followers there.
Y, o sea que, y los cambios ejecutivos que él hizo favorecieron a Cuba y se están viendo realmente.
The changes that he made have favored Cuba and we can presently start seeing them. ¿Qué forma?
Hemos visto los cambios en el empoderamiento de las personas.
We have seen some people empowered.
La mentalidad también de las personas.
The mentality of the people.
Las personas tienen otra visión ahora de la vida.
People have a different vision now of life.
Hay cubanos que tienen temor a que vengan personas del extranjero a ser como sus dueños.
There are Cubans that have the fear that they're going to be, the foreigners are coming and they're going to be,
sus dueños.
They're going to own them.
Porque el cubano es apático a lo colonial.
Because the Cubans are apathetic to colonizing.
Cuando el cubano ve al puertorriqueño, dicen, viven bien, pero no me gusta esa posición.
When the Cuban sees the Puerto Rican, they say, they live well, but I don't like that position.
El cubano quiere que sea de otra manera.
The Cubans want it to be different.
Y cuando digo cubano me refiero a un porcentaje mayoritario.
And when I refer to Cubans, I'm generalizing.
Entonces, Cuba necesita un cambio que vaya en un proceso.
So Cuba needs a change that would be in a process.
Y creo que el proceso ya comenzó.
And I think that the process has started.
Y lo estamos mirando.
And we're seeing it. Explica lo que está mirando. I'm asking him to expound on what it is that he's seeing.
Lo estamos mirando porque leyes que eran muy que restringían al pueblo han sido quitadas.
We've noticed because there have been laws that were very stringent that are now more flexible.
Que ayudan a que se pueda establecer los negocios por cuenta propia, los negocios privados.
For example, private business.
Antes en Cuba, hasta hace unos pocos años, no se podía vender, no podías vender tu propia casa.
As of several years ago, just a few years ago in Cuba, you couldn't sell your own home.
Y el vehículo para poderlo vender tenía que ser hasta el año 59. Después de 59, ningún vehículo se podía vender.
And you couldn't sell any car that was manufactured after 1959.
O sea que si quería comprar un vehículo, tenía que comprarte un carro de 59 hacia abajo.
So anybody that bought one had to buy one that was 59 or older.
Tenías que ser el antiguo.
It had to be the antique one by force.
Entonces únicamente los vehículos modernos eran los que asignaba el gobierno a los médicos, a
the government would decide the newer vehicles that would be for either people that worked for the government or doctors or special people could only buy the newer vehicles.
Cuando Raúl Castro ya subió al poder,
When Raúl Castro started leading the country,
las personas estaban un poco asustadas con
people
él.
Were a little concerned with this.
Porque él tenía un estereotipo de militar, de
because he was very militant and his stereotype was militant.
Pero fue todo lo contrario.
But it was the contrary.
Subió y era simpático,
He was very much charismatic and in the streets.
Y entonces quitó todas esas leyes.
So he did remove several of those laws.
Y dijo, si tu casa es tuya, véndela si tú quieres, eso es tu problema.
So he said, if you want to sell your house, that's your problem. Just a moment. What, I'm going to ask what year. ¿En qué año fue eso?
Eso fue hace ya 10 años aproximadamente.
Approximately within the last 10 years.
Y si quieres vender tu automóvil, vende.
So if you want to sell your car, you can sell it as well.
Entonces comenzaron las personas, para aquí para un norteamericano eso no es nada, pero para un cubano con tantos años de restricciones, es un progreso.
For those Americans, that may not seem like a lot, but for Cubans that have had so many restrictions, it's a progress.
Entonces, hay personas que han comprado casas grandes para
so there
hacer
are people
negocios.
That have had, that are now buying bigger homes and they have businesses in their homes.
En el área donde yo vivo, que es el área de centro histórico, de la parte típica.
Where I live, it's the historical center of Havana.
Personas que se dedican, tienen hoteles, hostales.
There are people that have hospitality rooms or like what we would consider a bed and breakfast.
Y rentan a los extranjeros.
And they rent to foreigners.
Que le pagan en dólares, por supuesto.
Of course, they want to be paid in dollars.
Entonces ellos, su nivel de vida cambió.
So their level of living has changed.
Yo tengo un vecino que él ganaba 300 pesos mensuales cubanos.
I have a neighbor that used to have an income of 300 Cuban pesos.
Que no son ni 20 dólares.
It's not even $20.
Y ahora él gana hasta 300 diarios, dólares diarios.
So he'll do like $300 a day because of the hospitality or the bed and breakfasts.
Su vida cambió.
His life changed. I'm asking him to be a little more recent in his what he's sharing.
Bueno, lo más reciente es el turismo que ha crecido.
The more recent change that we've seen is the tourism that has grown.
Porque era prohibido para un norteamericano por el embargo llegar a Cuba a hacer turismo.
Because of course it was not allowed for North Americans to go to Cuba due to the embargo.
Yo tengo mi criterio al respecto. Mi criterio al respecto.
I have my own critique towards this.
Yo pienso que el embargo está fuera de moda, ¿no?
I think that the embargo is out of style.
Tuvo su momento que histórico.
It had its moment.
Que tuvo sentido.
And it had its need.
Pero creo que ahora no tiene ningún sentido.
It made sense, but it doesn't make sense anymore.
Lo único que hace es separar a Cuba del resto del mundo.
All it does is separate Cuba from the rest of the world.
Y las personas necesitan ver el mundo.
And people need to see the world.
Y cuando los norteamericanos están llegando a Cuba, la gente está abriendo sus ojos y dice, el mundo es diferente a como nos dijeron.
So when the North Americans are going to Cuba, it is opening the people's eyes and they're saying things are different than what we have been told.
Algo que ha sucedido que es muy importante.
Something that has happened that's very important in the political arena.
Y es que antes se decía, los americanos son malos.
That they used to say Americans are bad.
Cuidado con los americanos.
Be careful with the Americans.
Americano no está bien.
Americans aren't well.
Pero ahora se dice diferente.
But now it's different.
Ahora dice el gobierno americano.
Now they say the government is not.
Los americanos son muy buenos.
The Americans in themselves are great.
Y son muy nobles.
And they're very noble.
Y dadivoso.
And giving, generous.
Y tienen fama de dar buenas propinas.
And they're famous for giving good tips.
Los europeos son duros.
The Europeans are hard on that.
They're no dan buenas propinas.
They're not generous with their tips.
Un peso. $1.
$1.
Pero el norteamericano, tengo un hermano en la iglesia que trabaja con los turistas y demás.
There's one of the brothers at our church works with tourists.
Y dice que lo más que le han dado propina a los europeos son 5, 10 dólares.
And he says that the type of tip that he's received from the Europeans have been 5, maybe $10.
Y entonces le sirvió una familia norteamericana que llegó.
And he was serving a family that's a North American family that came in.
Le consiguió un lugar, un hotel.
He found a hotel for him to stay.
Lo montó en un Buick de 55 convertible.
He put him in a 55 convertible Buick.
Y él paseó por toda la ciudad.
And took him all over the town, toured him all over the town.
Y cuando terminó ese tiempo,
and when that time was finished,
dice que el Señor lo abrazó cariñosamente.
The guy gave him a very loving hug.
Se quedó como asombrado.
And he was a little strange
y
to
le puso
that,
algo en el bolsillo.
And put something in his pocket.
Él pensaba que era $5.
He figured it'd be about $5.
Pero cuando sacó eran $100.
But it was $100 when
y
he
le dijo,
took
Señor,
him.
Usted se confundió.
And he said, sir, you've made a mistake.
Porque eres cristiano y es una persona
because
bien
he's
noble.
A Christian and he's a noble guy.
Y si usted se ha
he said, you have been mistaken, sir.
Y le dijo el americano, te di poco.
And the American said, did I give you too little?
Y le dijo él, no, me diste demasiado.
And he said, no, you gave me too much.
Entonces, el norteamericano ha sido bien recibido por el pueblo cubano.
So the North Americans are being well received with this new image of the Americans.
Aunque siempre en nuestra nación, el gobierno aquel, a pesar de todo, tenía que poner todos los sábados, en los momentos más difíciles, películas norteamericanas, porque el cubano siempre la película que ve, el filme que ve es norteamericano.
Even before all of this, one thing that was evident in the Cuban people enjoyed American television, so they had to put one American movie on Saturdays, no matter what.
O sea que el gobierno cubano entiende y reconoce que tenemos lazos afectivos.
The Cuban government understands that there are ties between us.
Tuvimos presencia norteamericana desde el siglo XIX.
We've had a North American presence since the end of the 1900s.
Los mambises cubanos estaban luchando por liberarse de la colonia española.
The Cuban mambises. Ahora estás hablando de historia.
Sí, pero de parte de la. Mambises son los que luchaban, los cubanos que luchaban por la independencia, por los
okay,
maceos.
The Cubans,
Maceo,
he's talking about, he's talking about in history, those Cubans that would have machetes or whatever it was, the rebels.
Okay. Pero estaban perdiendo la guerra.
But they were losing the war.
Porque los españoles tenían mayores...
Because the Spaniards had better weapons.
Armas. Ese, que se llamó la guerra hispanoamericana.
The Hispanic American War.
Y llegaron los norteamericanos y apoyaron a Cuba.
And the North Americans came to support Cuba.
Si no hubiera sido por la Armada norteamericana.
If it wouldn't have been for the North American weaponry.
Todavía fuéramos colonia española.
We would be a Spanish colony.
Y eso el pueblo de Cuba lo reconoce.
And Cuba understands that.
Aunque a veces la historia es manipulada.
Although the story gets manipulated.
Y después dicen, no, pero tenían sus intereses.
And they say, no, but they were interested.
Le interesaba la caña cubana,
they
el azúcar.
They wanted the sugar, the cane.
Pero no obstante.
But in any instance.
Se reconoce.
It's recognized.
El lazo amistoso,
the friendly ties
que por tantos años nos une,
that for so many years it's united us.
Desafortunadamente,
unfortunately,
el embargo nos separó.
The embargo separated us.
Pero afortunadamente,
but fortunately,
tenemos esperanza que las cosas cambien.
We have hope that things will change.
Y de manera total.
In total change.
Ahora estamos viendo todas las cosas que le comenté, el negocio que se están llevando a cabo.
So now we're seeing businesses that are starting to rise up and all the other things that I mentioned.
Fábrica de tractores para los agricultores.
There are now factories of tractors for the agricultural farmers.
Convenios que se están queriendo llevar a cabo.
There are convenios,
tratos.
Treaties or contracts that are trying to be brought together.
Y convenios que son que van a ser de mucha importancia.
And they're going to be of great importance.
En el área científica.
In the scientific area.
En la medicina.
In the medicine.
Se descubren dos nuevos medicamentos en Cuba que ya están siendo tratados para vender en Estados Unidos.
There are two medicines that have been developed in Cuba that they're under agreements to start moving them to the States.
Uno que sana el cáncer de pulmón.
One is for lung cancer.
Y otro que es para el pie diabético.
And the other one deals with diabetes foot issues.
Personas que están por perder su pie por la diabetes.
Yeah, people that are about to lose their limbs or their feet because of diabetes.
Se ponen esas vacunas y sanan.
They get those vaccinations or those shots and they will heal.
Personas que tienen los pulmones ya con cáncer.
People that have cancer in their lungs.
Se ponen esas vacunas y recuperan.
They put those vaccines on and then they recuperate.
Sanidad en sus pulmones.
Healing to their lungs.
Esta medicina es extraída del veneno del escorpión.
It's a medication that has been extracted from the poison of the scorpion.
Y Estados Unidos está interesado en estos tratos.
And the United States is interested in these contracts, in these treaties.
Y lo demás vendrá por añadidura.
And other things will just come because they'll be added.
Pero si no abrimos la, si no abrimos la mente y el corazón,
but
y
if
el cuerpo,
we don't open our minds and our hearts,
no vendrán cambios mayores.
We won't have larger changes.
Nosotros creemos que sí, que viene un cambio.
And we believe that these changes are coming.
De, por, en todas las áreas.
In every area.
Lo que queremos que ese cambio,
but what we want is that that change
preserve la, la autonomía y identidad de nuestra nación.
Would preserve the autonomy of our nation.
Puede ser que alguna persona piense diferente a mí.
It could be that someone thinks differently than me.
Hay gente que prefiere el anexionismo.
Some people prefer annexation.
Pero desde mi punto de vista, no.
But not my point of view.
Y espero que me entiendan.
And I hope you understand.
Amén.
Amen.